Today was New York City's Hometown Heroes Ticker Tape Parade. This parade celebrated New York's essential workers who contributed to the city getting through the coronavirus pandemic. This parade honored the everyday people who risked their lives for the city during the pandemic. It kicked off at 11 a.m. in Battery Park and traveled up Broadway along the Canyon of Heroes, winding up at City Hall Park. The Grand Marshal was New York City nurse Sandra Lindsay, the first person in the country to get a COVID-19 shot. New York State Attorney General Letitia James says it's a great day.
It's a great day. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's important that we say thank you to all of the healthcare workers who basically thought about others before they thought about themselves. And I just wanted to come by and march with them just to say thank you. Thank you to the members of 1199, to the nurses, to Transport Workers Union, to the police, to fire department, to all of those, again, who sacrificed so much for our city.
James says, we're back. We're definitely back. 14 floats went through the streets, making this one of the largest ticker tape parades in the city's history. These floats honored the essential workers in different sectors, including the hospitals, education, first responders, and more.
It's a wonderful day to rejoice, opening up our great city, getting back to normal, and saying thank you to the people who helped us.
Congressmember Carolyn Maloney remembers the time at 7 o'clock in the evening when New Yorkers would cheer out their windows in support of essential workers. That was a time when New York was dealing with massive loss and hardship. Now, with COVID numbers reaching record lows and vaccinated people reaching new highs, the city has paused to celebrate and thank everyone who helped us get through such a difficult time. Angela Palumbo, WBAI, New York.